This is This Week Today on Fresh FM, Namibia's heart and soul.
That's right. It's 8:32 right now. Thank you so much for choosing Namibia's Heart and Soul with ENSK and Shay Kwan. This is where radio comes alive. We've got the editor in chief. We like remixing these titles, and making glamorizing this titles.
There we go.
You know, the managing editor in chief, the controlling editor in chief.
Yeah, the chief of.
Let's see how long you can keep editing. This going. Yeah. Or how many weeks can we
Here we go.
My goodness, we've got David Bishop in the studio. David Bishop, how are you doing, sir?
I'm all right, thanks. And you?
I see that the sinus got to you.
Yes, the sinuses have gotten me this year.
But what is this thing that you say, Shaquanda? The pollen?
Yeah, because I'm also struggling with the same issue. I did read an article on CNN a couple of weeks ago that say that this year, more than ever, we have more pollen in the air, and that's exactly why we are struggling longer than we normally do.
I was just attributing it to age. I thought as I'm getting older, it's hitting me more. I'm getting old and decrepit. I keep on saying, like, you know, Vintook's out to get us. This part of the world was not designed for living in. We should have had our capital at the coast or something.
We should have had our capital at the coast. That's what I always say. And I'm not lying to you. I always debate this with my parents and with my boys and so on. We should have been in Wovishbe Sogamund right now. Oh, just looking out and then we see the sea. Yeah. Doing good radio.
But also the weather, guys. All year round. Four seasons in one day.
I mean, Cape Town vibes more so. Yeah. But let's talk at David Bishop. It's been an interesting week, especially leading up to SONA, the ninth edition of President Hage Geingob's State of the Nation Address. What are we looking at for this year, especially looking at the climax, the political climax that we're in right now? Yeah.
So I'm always confused by our State of the Nation address because, like, generally the idea with the State of the Nation address is the president comes and has all the plans and says, this is what we're going to do.
Yes.
And lays out everything for the year. And then a week or so later, the Minister of Finance comes and delivers a budget and says, here's how we're going to pay for what the president wants us to do.
But here's the other way around.
We do it the other way. We do the budget first. So what's really left for the president to say? Unless you specifically told the finance minister to, like, keep some things quiet in the budget that you can announce now today. So, I mean, yeah.
That is actually a very valid point.
I never
realized that.
The opposition, obviously, there was something in the papers today, McHenry Vanani calling for a youth unemployment grant, and presidential press secretary Dr. Alfredo Hangari basically hitting back and saying it's not going to work. I mean, we even saw in the budget, we're still on the conditional income grant. We're not on a basic income grant. We're not willing to look at big, even though Namibia is one of the case studies that's used for big around the world because it proves that it works. But anyway, we're not getting big. We're getting a conditional income grant. So we'll see what today brings. Obviously, we'll be trying to tweet out highlights on media news. We'll share the video stream from Parliament. If you're driving, don't go that way.
Yeah, don't. And also, if your kids probably school in the areas of St. George's, the Vintook High School and so forth, tell them to walk down to the Nedbank FNB area.
Then you can actually pick them up from there.
So the theme for this year is obviously Year of Revival. In terms of speaking of about the grants for the unemployment youth and so forth, I mean, that comes from the conversation or the situation that happened at that new place in Kumasla. What's the place? Temperature? Is it a lounge
or a club? It's a lounge club vibe.
With 2,000 unemployed youths actually showed looking for work and so forth. But this is an issue that's been going on for so long. So are you actually optimistic that it's going to be a little bit of change? Because what they did say is that is something that they're going to be focusing on. But it's been coming on.
Yeah, so I mean, there's been a lot of, you know, Minister Shimi was saying how it's sort of, you know, pro-growth and pro-sustainability and pro-poor, and a lot of other people and economists saying, well, it's not really any of those things, and it can't really be all of those things. And so, yeah, most of the economists that we've spoken to seem to be a little bit underwhelmed by the budget. You know, again, we're very fortunate that we had the SACU revenues come in that we could rely on this year, but it's still that argument of we cannot base our entire budget on something that's not sure. We need to grow. So, yeah, I mean, there's obviously a lot of troubles and a lot of things that we have to overcome. We have to carry on working towards. There's almost this kind of feeling or this kind of idea that, you know, well, the oil and the green hydrogen is there, so it's going to sort itself out once that eventually comes online. But yeah, I mean, oil and green hydrogen hasn't so much had the resource curse, but it is a resource, so it could also be affected by the resource curse. So
yeah.
So we need to also make sure that when we do get our oil and green hydrogen online, that we actually use that wealth and use that money wisely. So we do have the Sovereign Wealth Fund, at least. It hadn't had any additional funding because there hasn't been any money to give it additional funding, but it is at least a step in the right direction there.
Before we look at the continent, just one last quick question. Again, political climax. Do we expect a circus of a vibe today in Parliament? Because last year and the year before that was very dramatic.
Do you know why I say that's actually expected? Because of this national shutdown that's happening in SA. And you understand how that they tend to influence us in so many ways. Like they stand up to whatever and they speak up. So let's...
I mean, the Namibian version of that party is also NEF. Is also planning Independence Day protest, by the way.
So
are we expecting that type of vibe?
I think we'll see it. I mean, there was all the during the COVID years, there was the outcry when President Gango recorded his State of the Nation and just played it.
And he just played it,
and you could see the opposition were like, but not
they
what?
They were annoyed,
So, I mean...
He said, I'm not going to deal with y'all today.
I think we're definitely going to see some of that. We're definitely going to see the sort of standing up and screaming and shouting, unfortunately. Because, you know, if our role models are the EFF, then...
Shade.
I call that.
Let's talk about the unfortunate situation that's happening in Malawi, guys. Cyclone Freddy.
Freddy.
Malawi is not in a position to handle this type of thing.
No, well, I mean, Mozambique neither. Malawi seems to have taken a lot more of the brunt than Mozambique. But Freddy was not a once in a lifetime, maybe a once in a generation. It does happen that a cyclone passes through and then turns around and comes back. I mean, that's almost just like, you know, why? You've already hit us once. Now you turn around, you come and hit us again. So you've already had a lot of damage, a lot of, you know, flooding and all sorts of those. Yeah. And then the hurricane comes back again. And that's one of the reasons why it is so bad in Malawi at the moment. You know, more than 200 people dead. Scores of people in Mozambique also dead there. Lazarus Chakwera, the Malawian president has declared a state of emergency, a state of disaster in the flood-hit areas. They're calling for, you know, a period of national mourning, asking for as much international help as they can get. But yeah, like you say, Malawi is not necessarily a rich country. It's not like they have resources to fall back on to say, well, we'll just use the money and rebuild things. So it's...
Contextualize the damage for us. I mean, this morning I read somewhere, was it 200 people?
Yeah, this morning it was 200 people. 37 people are missing.
Yeah. Missing.
I think around about 560 people injured.
Yeah, I mean, when we've published photographs that we were getting from colleagues in Malawi. Obviously, you know, different parts. It's mostly the south of the country that's been hit. So people who are in the central part, they seem to be all right. And basically moving everyone up to central parts and getting them away from the southern parts of the country to get them to where there is dry land. So yeah, they're saying at this point over 200 people dead, many more missing. And that's sort of the problem with this as well, is because of the devastation and the destruction. I mean, we posted a video as well that we got from colleagues in Malawi with the water and the sheer force of that water coming through. I mean, you don't stand a chance. You don't stand a chance.
Man, David Bishop, thank you so much for your time. We appreciate you. We will be back next week to discuss perhaps again State of the Nation to see what he said and see how it made sense. But thank you. Thank you so much for your time. You guys are doing a fantastic job, by the way.
Absolutely.
With Future Media News.
Yeah.
All right. Cheers.
That was This Week Today on